The starting point for Ragbri this year will be Glenwood on Keg Creek, a Missouri River tributary. And then the end will be in Burlington on the banks of the Mississippi. And then you've got the overnight stops in Red Oak, Atlantic, Winterset, Knoxville, Ottumwa, and Mount Pleasant. The route, 424 miles. It's among the shortest on record, though, right?
Correct.
Like by 75 miles.
It's kind of fun when you say it's only on 400, and I'm like, oh, that's not bad.
When I can't even make
that's
it like
not bad.
Five, right?
I like, because there's certain days on the route, at least last year, where you were doing over 100 in a day. And I'm like, well, pfft, I can get this done in 4 days. No, but definitely one of the more hilly. We go on the south side of the state. It definitely gets hilly. So shorter routes, but
any plans
elevation.
To participate in
so,
a fraction of it?
I always plans to participate, especially with the Iowa National Guard. So we have a device that's called the Water Buffalo. Has nothing to do with any sort of animal. It's basically this container that holds large amounts of clean, fresh water that we would use if we would ever be in a situation where we needed to provide our own water. So we take that along the route in between the communities. So if you need to fill up your water bottle or get a drink of water or even a really cold shower because there's a spout on the side, you can always find the guard along the Ragbri route. So we're hoping to do that again, but we're also blessed to have readiness centers, armories in quite a few of these towns. So we're already, as soon as it was announced, we're like coming up with ideas. It's like, oh, we need to have an open house, or if nothing else, you know, big trucks and static displays and fun things for people to look out. Because anytime we can help share our story, we want to do that. So we're in the planning phases, but as Jackie herself is also looking for opportunities to hopefully jump on a bike and